Report: Jeffrey Toobin out at the New Yorker after alleged Zoom masturbation. By Joshua Kaplan on November 11, 2020. Jeffrey Toobin is out at the New Yorker after allegedly masturbating on a Zoom call with colleagues. The magazine's publisher, Condé Nast, has told staff, according to the Daily Beast. "I'm writing to share with you that our investigation regarding Jeffrey Toobin is complete. And as a result, he is no longer affiliated with our company," Stan Duncan, Condé Nast's chief people officer, told staffers in a memo published by the Daily Beast. "I want to assure everyone that we take workplace matters seriously. We are committed to fostering an environment where everyone feels respected and upholds our standards of conduct," added the memo. Toobin was suspended last month after he was caught masturbating during a Zoom call with New Yorker and WNYC radio members. Vice News reported at the time. Two people who were on the call told Vice separately that the call was an election simulation featuring many of the New Yorker's biggest stars. Jane Meyer was playing establishment Republicans. Evan Osnos was Joe Biden. Jelani Cobb was establishment Democrats. Masha Gessen played Donald Trump. Andrew Marantz was the far right. Sue Halpern was left-wing Democrats. Dexter Filkins was the military. And Jeffrey Toobin playing the courts, both people, who spoke on the condition of anonymity in order to speak freely, noted that it was unclear how much each person saw, but both said that they saw Toobin jerking off. Soon after Vice News report, the New Yorker editor David Remnick confirmed Toobin's suspension in a memo to staff. "Dear all, as you may have read in various news reports today, one of our writers, Jeff Toobin, was suspended after an incident on a Zoom call last week. Please be assured that we take such matters seriously and that we are looking into it. Best, David." Toobin seemingly confirmed that exposing himself was the motivation behind the suspension, though he claimed it was merely an accident. "I made an embarrassingly stupid mistake, believing I was off camera. I apologize to my wife, family, friends, and co-workers," he told Motherboard in a statement. Toobin is also the chief legal analyst for CNN. A CNN spokesperson recently told Law and Crime that Toobin requested some time off while he deals with a personal issue, which we have granted.